Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The chief executive of CrowdStrike says that all customers are still fully protected despite the global IT outage that occurred throughout the day. Ambulance services throughout the country say they've had a huge increase in calls after the system update failed. The CEO of Zeus Cloud, Mark Grindley, believes there's a lot to learn from the incident.
It's not an irregular occurrence that patches will break something. You know, that happens every day all over the world, just not at this scale. And I think because they've got such a grip on so much in the tech space, it just goes to show that it can come back and bite you.
West Yorkshire Police say several people have been arrested following violent disorder in the Hare Hills area of Leeds. The violence broke out last night and saw a bus set on fire and a police car overturned. The US journalist Evan Gershkovitz has been sentenced to 16 years in prison in Russia. It follows an espionage trial widely seen as politically motivated. And the Met Office has confirmed today has been the hottest day of the year so far. A temperature of 31.2 degrees has been recorded at Heathrow Airport. From Radio News Hub, I'm Phil Towers.
Coming up, Cuts of Africa with Kalungi Fresh.
Imagine, it's Saturday. One minute you're lying on the sofa, horizontal, in your pyjamas, trying to guess which celeb is dressed up as a singing chicken, eyeing up the last sweet and sour pork ball. And the next, corn crackers, you're a millionaire. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app, the National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Cuts of Africa with Kalungi Fresh.
Tell my sugar mommy, cause we need to pay rent. Oh,
they don't need to know. They don't need to know.
Wanna so get it, Hagiga. Wanna so get it, Hagiga.
Money, moolah, cash. Money on my mind is the reason. Me and my girl will be hustling, hustling. We have a little secret. Keep it on the low, we gon' make it mind up. Nobody has to know. Stick to the plan, you will make your mind up. Go get the money, go get the money. Go get the money, go get the money. Go get the money, go get the money. Go get the money. Don't tell your boyfriend that I am the main guy. Don't tell your sugar daddy that we are net teaser.
I won't tell my girlfriend that you are my main. Tell my sugar mommy, cause we need to pay rent. Oh,
they don't need to know. They don't need to know.
Wanna so get it, Hagiga. Wanna so get it, Hagiga.
I'm not a gold digger. I'm just a hard worker. Try to win bread from my friends and my family. Steady on my dreams and my hustle.
Baby, we need a Lamborghini at the park side. In the VA.
Can we stick to the plan? We know what we want. Can we stick to the plan?
J'ai les restes en calme. Quand je vous attends. qui m'aiment pas. Un tas d'ennemis, mais je les connais même pas.
Oh, yes, welcome to Cuts of Africa with Kalunji Fresh, right here on Colorful, bringing you the finest music coming out of Africa every Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. How are you doing? Woo, it is a scorcher today. It is hot, but not to worry. I'm bringing you the hottest and the finest music coming out of Africa right here on Colorful. It's me, Kalunji Fresh, and I open the show with my Cut of Africa with Slatin Pro alongside Marco Atem. These are the South Sudanese artists with their song Don't Tell. Those lyrics, don't tell your sugar daddy what? No, you're crazy, man. And then I'll follow them up with Marley's Aya Nakamura. For those of you that are big Olympic fans, you might be able to know that the Olympics opens this Friday, so I might as well open it with our French Malian artist by the name of Aya Nakamura, who is the one, the musical face of the Olympics, and I'm looking forward to seeing what she does with the opening ceremony. So don't go anywhere, because today, as we always do, I've got the finest music coming out of Africa, including Ghana's Kwesi Arthur in, with their brand new song, alongside some music from Botswana. Yeah, Botswana, it's been a while. I haven't shown you some love for a while, but not to worry. Of course, jumping into South Africa, as well as Kenya's Bian alongside the UK, Jamaican Heritage, Reg 3-2 with their song, finally, brand new song. But right now, I want to take us, fly us, to Uganda, Kenya collaboration. This is Zenia Menase, who I've been playing for a little while, but I do love this song, and this is her song, Phases. Let's go.
On in and out of phases, it's way too many changes. Time and again, I wonder if you'll be honest. Like I don't notice, but I've noticed I can never keep your focus. And I know I'm not the problem. No, no, no. So I got a couple questions on my mind. Do you really stick around just cause of pride? Or do you really think you couldn't love me right? Cause I'm a mind if you don't lie. It's true. Hoping maybe that you wanna fight. That's cause I don't wanna say goodbye. Try, and maybe all I need is time. I'm hoping we can make it right, so I never have to choose losing you. Hope it's not because of pride. See if you put that shit aside, then maybe you could decide and see with crystal eyes. I'm the one you need. I know it's scary, it also scares me. No, we don't want something temporary. No. If you feel the way I feel that you do, tell me the truth. So I got a couple questions on my mind. Yeah, yeah. Do you really stick around just cause I'm pride? Do you really think you couldn't love me right? Cause I'm a mess, I'm a feeling it's true. Hoping maybe that you hold me to fight. That's cause I don't wanna say goodbye. I'm hoping
girl of the day.
Keep it for the best to get it.
Now the night is ending, I need you in my bed. It's been raining heavy, I ain't got nobody. Leona Bandwana feelings, I cannot love myself. Yego weka kweni no kuyita semaka, mwami weka kweni no kulaga ye waka. Sete yo baby jiteka munze zezeka, zese wakanka kweto natukaka. Baby we muka, kente nabagere kagwe tabaka.
La 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 la, lullabies and sex, to the east and west, you give me the best. Walla walla walla, walla walla le. To the east and west, baby you're the best.
I'm elevated. I'm elevated. More than ever, I've been waiting on security. The humidity is different, I told everybody to leave. I want to pop on. Bindu chira dore hari bindi bigu tejerezo on night long. The rhythm is eloquent, and a body like you needs a change of song. So focus on the baseline, focus on the way that the tune you're down with so. Light up a little bit, focus on the way how you're loving with me so bright.
Why you messing my mental? We can keep it all ghetto. I can put you on a level, be your angel and your devil, yeah. Slippery and gentle, on a arch private, oh. Just plug in my cable, treat me special, pack a queso, yeah.
La 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 la.
La 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 lullabies in the skies says Uganda, Kenyan and Rwandese artists, a smorgasbord of East African artists with Uganda's Azawi alongside fellow Ugandan Elijah Chitaka with Rwandan singer Mike Kayihura, as well as Ben Soul, Kenya's Ben Soul with the song Elevated. These are the Avengers of East Africa. And I love it. I hope you're loving it too. I'm staying in East Africa because why not? This is Willie Paul with their song Lulu Lala right here on Colorful with me, Kalunji Fresh, and my Cuts of Africa. Don't go anywhere because I've got more new music, including that interview from, as well as an interview with actor-writer Chukwudi Onwuere later on. Plus some incredible brand new music that was sent to me. So don't go anywhere. We're right here, Colorful Radio, and that's me, Kalunji Fresh, of my Cuts of Africa. Let's go.
Keep it for the best music anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, it's Kalunji Fresh with more music right here on Colorful Radio.
Fazer lá, puta vacina, forte beleza pura. Para ler o pátio comigo. Oh, em direitinho ali, flopa amor que poesia. Precisa pra você entender. Um bem boy, pô, na TV, pô, na CV. So
Cabo Verde's Lisandro Cusi with their song So Minha. We're jumping from Cabo Verde and we're going to swim all the way, it's going to be a long swim, all the way to Zambia with T-Lo alongside Zambian artist Yo Maps, who will actually be coming to the UK very soon. So those of you that are Yo Maps fan like I am, you'll be able to catch him in Birmingham. I'll get the dates for you so that you can book your ticket. But in the meantime, listen to Zambia's T-Lo alongside Yo Maps with their song Balekena. Let's go.
Alabamfikile ndi molafu ine, vena balekana. Nalikasha nava molafu ine, vena balekana. Apamfikile ndi molafu ine, vena balekana. Nalikata nava molafu ine, vena balekana. Mola.
I promised you a Kenyan artist by the name of I promised you some Kenyan music, and this is indeed Kenya's Njeri with their song OTD. Enjoy.
It's been a long time, Nikama. You're moving on fine, Ataka. Well, put you home sometime. We sip some wine, and if it's fine, after I'll make you sing a love song. I promise you will sing it with me all night long. I know you know, I feel a way. I wanna say, baby, okay.
Keep it coming for the best music in here.
You're my fire, fire, baby. Takwa kabe umbi.
Mama, ay baby, ni kweli. I think about you when I'm thinking about you. Story nimesikia, ulikuwa fun times na Lydia.
Really packed show today, hence why I'm jumping you guys in and out of everywhere. I'm jumping you in and out of different countries, and because we've got a very, very packed show, so we have an interview coming up in not so long, as well as in a few minutes, as well as a brand new song from a Nigerian heritage artist by the name of Ayo with their song 90s Baby. So please stay tuned, because it's an incredible song, incredible song, and I can't wait for you lot to listen to it. But in the meantime, it wouldn't be a Cuts of Africa show without any African music, and this is indeed, or South African music I should say, and this is indeed our very own South Africa's Harry Kane, alongside him with their song Bula Sekele. Let's go.
And I'm a coaster, and I'm a
And that was Azana alongside Sam Deep. That is South Africa's Azana alongside Sam Deep with their song Bogogo. Underneath us is Juanita Moss, South Africa's Juanita Moss, with their song, their song Moyo Onkwele, alongside Nkosazana Daughter and Nobu Clay. Stay tuned, because in a few minutes' time we'll be playing a brand new song from an UK-based Nigerian artist by the name of Ayo, as well as that interview from another Nigerian by the name of Chukwudi Onwere. About their brand new place. So stay tuned right here on Colourful Radio with me, Kalunji Fresh, with My Cut of Africa. Let's go.
Nineties, baby.
Well, all right. Yes, that was Nigeria's AO, spelt A3O, but pronounced AO as in A-E-O. That with their song 90s Baby. Thank you so much. Big shout out to their manager and their team for sending me this song. So big shout out to you, Ayo, with their song 90s Baby. This is an incredible track and I'm proud to have got to play it right here on Colorful Radio.
Oh, no.
And I hope you got to enjoy it, and be sure to learn more about this incredible artist who is gonna take the music scene by storm. Described as a sensational Afrobeat artist who hails from the vibrant streets of South London and born with the passion for music, Ayo's journey into the spotlight begins at the tender age of 4, where they discover their music, discovers his voice. So this is an amazing opportunity for Ayo, having had their song played right here on Colourful, and I'm proud to have played this track. So trust me, we've got Ayo in fact next week, exclusive interview, so stay tuned, where we'll be speaking to him and getting to know a little bit more about his music. But in the meantime I want to just introduce you to our guest. This is playwright, actor, producer, MC maybe, singer, everything. This is Chukwudi Omeri. So say what's up, my brother.
What's up? What's going on, Cuts of Africa? What's going on, Kalunji? I'm glad to be here, man. Really glad.
Amazing, man. Yeah, man, we're good to have you, man, because, you know, we're working together on this show. I'm the executive producer, and I'm proud to be able to executive produce this play with you producing, writing, and being directed by Marley Rose Libbard, who was a part of my Direct Your First Play course. So
Libbard.
That's just my Ugandan. I just see L-I-C Lee. But yeah, so it's how. Tell us a little bit about the play. What was the inspiration behind the play?
Okay, so Deptford Baby is a story about a guy called Chino. He's 39. He's lived in Deptford for a long time. He has a big dream of being a world-class novelist. Every time he's on Deptford High Street, he dazzles the community with his fun stories that he writes. He has big imagination. And the premise is set in the summer holidays, and the DJ is playing outside on the high street, and life is sweet and good. And we hear that Chino has got a thesis to hand in, and he's going to hand in at his university, Goldsmith specifically. But then en route, on transit, there is a mighty crisis in the area, and then everything just kind of stops. And there's an earthquake in Deptford, and then there's a message. There's and then the roof starts to rattle, and then it starts to signify a flood in that will kind of engulf Deptford, so to speak. So everything stops, you know. And in terms of the inspiration of Deptford Baby, I've always wanted to write a story about the human condition fighting against something, you know, sorting out a problem in your neighborhood, and how sometimes you need a big community to help sort out that problem. You can't always do everything on your own. And I've always loved those stories. I prefer those stories coming from the ordinary guy or the ordinary woman, because it's more, you connect to it more. Superhero movies are great, Marvel movies are great, everything's great, but I just feel that when it comes for the human condition, I've always wanted to write it. And
Brilliant. So the human condition is important to you. So what's kind of like the main driving force for you as a writer, actor? What kind of inspires you beyond, I guess, the human condition and that kind of storytelling? We've got Moses Siba and the K here, who's my brother, and also who filmed the trailer and will be filming the live show. But he says fact in regards to the genesis of your storytelling being kind of rooted in the human condition. But, you know, to go back to the question, what inspires you to tell your stories?
I just love epic, wacky, fun, poetic stories. I just love it. And I've been inspired by playwrights, so many playwrights over the years, like Kwame Kweyamah, Roy Williams, Arinze Kenny, and yes, a bit of Shakespeare as well, and just poetry. I've always, and Jez Butterworth as well, one of my favourite British playwrights. I watched a play years ago called Jerusalem by Jez Butterworth, and I was just so in awe of
I remember reading that play. Sorry to cut you off, I never got to see it, but it must have been incredible to see, right?
Yeah, fantastic. I saw it 9 times. Okay, I love it. Yeah,
9 times. That means you got money.
Yeah, well, you know, there's early morning £10 tickets, man. Oh, you just got
either way, £90.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jez Butterworth is a big inspiration. Yeah. Okay,
and also Philip Ridley as well. His imagination is big. He's got a very poetic way of writing, and I just drew it. And plus with Deptford Baby, I suppose the genesis came from before COVID. Actually, I remember back in 2017 2018 I had the idea of Deptford Baby. I was in my room and I just thought to myself, I had Deptford Baby in mind. I had this idea of havoc in Deptford, madness in Deptford, but then in the middle you got a baby in a basket, and then you got a man, a woman. It looked like a painting, you know. They lock eyes together and they have a child in the middle, and then everywhere is going havoc, but there's love in the middle.
That does seem very Philip Ridley-esque, actually. For those of you who may not be familiar with Philip Ridley, he has a very, I guess, unique imagination with his work, like Pitchfork Disney, that kind of work, which can be very, I guess, described as, I guess, surreal or dark. Yes, but I would say your play kind of takes a different kind of journey. It does have a very kind of family friendly, because it speaks on community. And I think it's great to have seen it be distilled, to go from that idea to this very universal story of community. So I would encourage people to get their tickets. Where can they find these tickets?
Get your tickets at the Jack Studio Theatre website. I'll say the link to book your tickets right now. broccolijack.co.uk/jackstudio-entry/deptfordbaby-baby/.
Good. What I would suggest, actually, if they just jump straight to broccolijack.co.uk, and when they scroll into and go to the What's On section, they'll be able to find Deptford Baby alongside the other productions. And remember, Deptford Baby runs from the 23rd of July until the 3rd of August, and it is written by Chukwudi Onwere, who also is the performer and producer, and is directed by Marley Rose Liebert, who is an alumna of my Direct Your First Play .com course. So it's incredible to be able to have you as a guest, really. Yeah. You're effectively the first studio guest that I've had. So tell me, do you have something that you could maybe give the people a little bit of a snippet of what to expect?
This is what you're going to expect. Is what you're going to expect here. Right. My name's Igwe, Chino Igwe. I'm 39. I'm British. Love it. Nigerian. Born and bred and raised in Deptford. Get your tickets down. Get your tickets right down. 23rd of July. Actually, the first night sold out already. So now there's more tickets.
Oh man, Chukwudi, you gotta give us more than my name is. Give us more than Igwe Bonabe. You gotta give us, you know, the first. That, you know, I got to see the run today in the rehearsal, and there were so many incredible moments. If you have, you know, for example, there's a conversation that yourself, as well as Auntie Ijoma, but also your love interest Adeze, I believe is her name.
Adeze. She's a love interest.
You have an incredible conversation, and this kind of back and forth that you do with the Liverpudlian accent and your own accent. Could you give us a little bit of that moment where you first meet and she kind of compliments your hair and that kind of thing?
Well, first of all, I would have to say that the first time that we meet is when she, well, without giving too much of away, Chino is there's a problem in Deptford, and then he sees Adeze. As a matter of fact, he has a love interest in with Adeze in the local area, and plus she's quite unique because she's not from London. She's from north of England, and I'm playing, because it's a one-man show, so
you got to play all the characters. So give us a little bit of a taste of that, just that introduction and the first conversation you have.
Well, one of our first conversation is, you know, my favorite chocolate is Maltesers. You are the only Maltesers worth munching on. You know, you love my cheekiness, Chino. And I just go crazy on that. There's a back and forth conversation with Adeze on gentrification and the houses and massive change in the area. And so it's good. And there's a massive change in the area. And that's quite a conversation to have, especially when they're in the flood.
Yeah, because at the moment, to kind of summarize, and thank you so much, that's a great, you're dope with the kind of the characterization. But also to give a little bit of a context, Chino goes on this crazy journey where actually he ends up being swallowed by a big fish.
Yep.
And so it has this beautiful kind of surreal, almost I guess Roald Dahl-esque kind of storytelling that takes place where fantastical things happen. But thank you so much, Ukudi. I think people will be excited and privileged to be able to see this show. So make sure they head to you head to broccolijack.co.uk. That's B-R-O-C-K-L-E-Y jack.co.uk, and just simply scroll to the top right of the website with the three lines, and you will find the What's On section, and that's where you get your Deptford Baby tickets running 23rd of July, which the 23rd is sold out, but there's plenty of availability for the following shows from the 23rd of July to the 3rd of August. So please don't go anywhere, stay right here. Cuts of Africa with me, Kalunji Fresh, talking to actor writer Chukwudi Onwuere. Let's go.
Je suis dans un sale porté, et maintenant c'est que très. J'ai oublié les années où j'ai merdé. C'est comme Paquetta. Et vu qu'il ira son mois, ils disent que j'aurai jamais le passion. Passion. Je sais pas si je les appelle. Est-ce qu'on parle comme les amis? Je chante la mélodie pour me sauver. Est-ce que un jour papa je serai sauvé? Je te fais danser comme Paquetta. Je te fais danser pour me casser. Je fais danser comme ta guitare. Je te fais danser comme ta guitare. Si j'étais pas là, même si on se tétra. Parler et reparler, même si ma tête n'est plus là. Non, j'peux pas m'cher là. Non, j'peux pas m'cher là. Il faut parler et reparler, même si mon corps n'est plus là. Ils font semblant pas me reconnaître. Mais quand j'vais te voir, ça crie merveille, SOS. Ils font semblant, ils veulent me mettre. Mais quand je te vois, ils font semblant pas me reconnaître. Je te fais danser comme ta guette. Je te fais danser comme le casse. Je te fais danser comme ta guette. Je te fais danser comme le casse. Je te fais danser comme ta guette.
We are talking to Nigerian UK-based artist by the name of Chukwudi Onwuere. I say artist because he's an actor, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's a talent, he's a multidisciplinary. And we're talking about his play that I executive produce, his play Deptford Baby, that runs from 23rd of July to 3rd of August at Broccoli Jack. So the first night is sold out. While we were playing Merve with their song Paqueta, and Merve is the mysterious artist who just, I can't quite figure out where they're from. But while we were playing, you were telling me that something special about this show, actually.
Yeah, it
was up for an award.
It was longlisted for the Alfred Fagan Awards 2022. It started off as a short piece at during lockdown, and that's where I started to really write more about Deptford Baby. I remember I had this idea prior to lockdown, and then when COVID happened, suddenly I knew exactly what to write in Deptford Baby. So during a
horrible time, it was, I knew goodness knows where plays come from sometimes.
Yeah, I realized as well, as a writer as well, that sometimes you can be taken over by the writing god, so to speak. And I've seen that in the rehearsal room, you know. I think the audience really should get an idea, because they don't quite appreciate just how amazingly talented and incredible the show is. For them to get an idea of these characters that you play like close to 10 characters as well as some music. Give us a little snippet of that conversation between Adeze and Chino.
Okay, I'll do that right now. So here she comes, swimming towards me. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, handsome.
Look at this flood. Some madness, innit?
Psh, you can say that again. I don't like getting my hair wet. Lucky for you, you don't have that problem.
I love your hair, by the way.
Thanks, babe. £750 later, I like it too. You are so sweet.
That's amazing, man. That's really good. That's, I mean, to be able to kind of go back and forth with the characters like that is obviously a testament of not only your talent, but also just your abilities and your kind of determination. Because I've known about your work for a bit, and you've written, you'd written a play a long time ago called Hit Chicks.
Yes.
That done really well. But I want people to get their tickets and book to see Deptford Baby. That's Deptford, like the area. Deptford Baby, Deptford Baby. And they can find it at broccolijack.co.uk. If you're just joining us, that's broccolijack.co.uk. Thank you so much, Chukwudi. It's been such a joy, and I can't wait for people to see this. Mm-hmm. So from the 23rd of July to the 3rd of August, all roads lead to Deptford Baby at the Broccoli Jack Theatre, Broccoli Jack Studio Theatre. Thank you so much, my bro. And
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The show.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank Brilliant. You so much. Thank you.
Do not accept your apology. Just let me be, just let me free. Give me a little space, step back, let me breathe. Yeah, you the cold shoulder, I really hope you free. Until you burn, almost had me in Burberry. Turn you to a brother, ain't trying to get married. Wanna trap me, cause the money unheard. Bring you to a god that I'm not soon buried. This shit piss me off, you're too suspicious. Too ridiculous, love ambiguous. Now we broken up, and I can't fix you up. Way past giving up, your face twisted up. Because I can't pick up, said I broke your heart. Said I damaged your heart, trying to make me the bad guy.
And you miss my warm touch.
Goodbye. Oh baby, please. You know, say me, I don't like bad energy. Oh baby, please. You so picky, and I noticed it. And I saw more bum one. I keep me, my love trigger me. I know they like to the fun gangsta, but the girls we I love, but don't bother me. It's a load they don't need the way, but we let throw away. Carry your load, do go save me. One pretty girl, too many problems. Need many girls, make money, solve them. Free petty girl, I'm 10 over 10, I no care, I don't worry them. Yeah. Let me take back elements. But me check a love flex. Yeah.
a febre da promoção angolana.
Nunca me se falo, sabe o more que me creu. Bebe, me está roro na boa. Sorte na minha tal, puxa um timo, primeiro beijo. Muita gente quer conexão. Pra muita gente quer conexão, babe. Está inveja no ligação. Nunca me se falo, nada, não. Amor bom é de meu quanto namo. Cuida bem de banha, bebe. Te prometo que este amor é tu beijo.
It's been amazing to be able to have you once again, as usual, with my Cut of Africa. So right here on Colourful Radio. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I hope that you've enjoyed the music as well as the interview with Chukwudi Onwere, the actor, writer, producer of Deptford Baby, that runs once again from the 23rd of July all the way to the 3rd of August at the Broccoli Jack Studio Theatre. So head to broccolijack.co.uk and look for Deptford Baby to get your tickets, because trust me, you won't want to miss this. It will be the theatrical event of the year, I promise you. You know, I say I'm gassed, but that's because I'm rightfully gassed. So I look forward to seeing you there. This has been an incredible show. We closed it with Jennifer Diaz, Cabo Verde's Jennifer Diaz, with their song Na Bebe. And before then, fellow Cabo Verde artist Garrison Indriel with their song Etnias. I hope you're ready for Afrobeat Plug with Flo and Vina, because that's coming up right here. Next week, we will be working or be listening to more new music, as well as an interview from Ayo, who I played. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Enjoy your lovely weekend. Peace.
Bye bye, Leboy now.